ISO NE CEO Chata Labatta talks winter operations, market reform, written by John Lamson, and read by an automated voice. Just a few weeks after taking over as CEO of ISO New England at the beginning of 2026, Vamsi Chata Labatta faced a trial by fire introduction to the job. Temperatures plunged January 24, followed by heavy snowfall across the region the next day. With the snow suppressing behind-the-meter solar generation, ISO New England exceeded its high-range winter peak load forecast. The low temperatures persisted, averaging 14 degrees Fahrenheit below normal over the last 9 days of January and leading to significant depletion of generators' stored fuel inventories as gas prices skyrocketed. Energy costs shot up, and ISO NE experienced the highest monthly energy costs in its history. Despite the challenging conditions, ISO NE met all reliability requirements throughout the prolonged event and officially lifted its preemptive abnormal conditions alert February 11. "I am glad we're through it," Chata Labatta said in a recent interview with RTO Insider. "The fact that we were able to maintain not only the energy demand but also operate with the levels of reserve margins that indicate that we're capable of withstanding the first or second contingency is extraordinary." To submit a commentary on this topic, email forum@ruinsider.com. While Chata Labatta is new to the job, he is far from a new face at ISO NE. He joined the RTO in 2004 and served as COO from 2008 through the end of 2025 under longtime CEO Gordon Van Welle. "A lot of what we're doing right now I've had some experience with," he said. He credited ISO NE's success throughout the extended cold stretch in large part to the high levels of collaboration among the RTO, state and federal agencies, and the region's generation fleet. He said ISO New England also has benefited from technology investments made in recent years, including incorporation of probabilistic modeling into its rolling 21-day energy assessments, which the RTO published daily throughout the event. "A tool like that is invaluable in preparing us with a higher degree of confidence than we've ever had," he said, adding that the analyses gave the RTO a good sense of the worst-case outcome, allowing it to plan effectively. Consensus and agility. While ISO New England's performance during the cold snap has drawn praise from stakeholders, the price spikes brought by the event have fueled concerns about the design of the RTO's new day-ahead ancillary services, or DAS market. At the February meeting of the NE Pool Participants Committee, Chata Labatta announced ISO New England's support for a series of narrowly targeted DAS market changes recommended by the ISO New England Internal Market Monitor, or IMM, along with plans to evaluate changes to its pay-for-performance rate and its treatment of exports during scarcity events. "Typically, those would all be 12 to 18-month projects," he said. "We're challenging our organization to do all of them in 6 to 9 months, including a stakeholder process. These projects come on top of an already packed annual work plan, which includes work to establish an internal asset condition project reviewer, select a preferred solution from the first iteration of the longer-term transmission planning procurement process, and complete work on the RTO's long-running capacity auction reform, or CAR project." The DAS market has been the subject of growing concern from the end-user and supplier sectors in recent months amid mounting costs. While ISO New England's initial impact analysis, based on 2019 to 2021 data, estimated the annual incremental costs of the market to be about $140 million, the IMM calculates those costs over the market's first 11 months reached about $921 million. The IMM's proposed changes are intended to induce lower-priced offers and greater market participation. While the details have yet to be refined, ISO New England has offered high-level support for the reforms. The recommendations generally have been well received by market participants, while some stakeholders have asked for even more urgency from the RTO, with one group pushing for a vote on the proposals at the NE Pool Markets Committee in March. Chata Labatta has emphasized the importance of being nimble in response to market issues while also building strong consensus among stakeholders to ensure durable solutions. The proposed DAS market changes could be an important early test of this approach. Long project timelines have been especially apparent in ISO NE's resource capacity accreditation efforts. The RTO initiated the ongoing project in 2021 before expanding the scope in 2024 to include broader capacity auction changes. If everything goes according to plan with the CAR project, ISO NE finally will file the accreditation changes by the end of 2026 and implement them for the 2028-29 capacity commitment period. "If we have long life cycles, 3 to 5 years by the time you deploy them, you're already behind," Chata Labatta said. To reduce project timelines, he said ISO NE could look to split larger projects into smaller components, deploy artificial intelligence and technological innovation, and pursue simpler solutions, which it could refine after implementation. Managing uncertainty. Chadalavada said he intends to focus on planning in 5 to 7 year increments, making sure that each increment fits into the future direction for New England. This should help ensure ISO New England is preparing for the future in the most cost-effective manner amid great uncertainty about the region's future load profile and resource mix, he said. On the supply side, New England faces significant uncertainty about how it will meet demand following the Trump administration's efforts to undermine the region's offshore wind industry. Predicting demand over the long term is similarly challenging. While ISO New England forecasts substantial demand growth through 2050 due to the electrification of transportation and heating, the pace of electrification has proven hard to predict, and the RTO has scaled back its 10-year forecast of electrification demand in each of the past 2 years. The possibility of data center development adds another major source of load-side uncertainty. While New England so far has experienced relatively limited impacts from the data center boom, some utilities have reported an uptick in data center interconnection requests. Chadalavada said ISO-NE is actively monitoring the potential for new data center loads. "We're active behind the scenes," he said. "I think we have not had to mobilize in earnest because we have not had the volume of requests and the urgency that's playing out in PJM and other parts of the country. But I do expect that it'll make its way to New England, and we will be ready." In late January, six New England senators signed a letter to Chadalavada seeking information on how ISO New England plans to protect residential ratepayers from data center-driven price increases. It stressed the need to require tech companies, not American families, to foot the bill for their load. In his response, Chadalavada noted that no new large data centers have committed to proceeding with construction at this time. In conversation, he echoed the importance of preventing cost shifts onto other consumers. He also expressed optimism about the role markets will play in ensuring resource adequacy in the coming decades. He said he views markets as the most cost-effective way to not only provide incentives for new entry, but also price retirement and deactivation of resources. "The capacity, energy, and ancillary services markets all play an important role in signaling the need for new resources while protecting consumers from investment risks," he said, adding that he expects wholesale markets will continue to work for the region over the long term. "Will it be easy? Will it be controversial? Yes, because there are always different sorts of opinions and viewpoints about the effectiveness of markets," he said. "But from an ISO standpoint, I cannot think of a better way to achieve resource adequacy for New England while having cost effectiveness as an equally important measure."